got a doctor on the line this morning, Dr. Eileen Savier. She's a veterinarian and with the Keystone Veterinary Clinic in Stowe. And we're here to talk about helping your dog with canine osteoarthritis. Doctor, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Let's talk, I guess. I've had many dogs over the years, and at certain times they seem to slow down or they might have issues with their joints. What specifically are we talking about today?
Well, you're probably referring to arthritis, but I do hear a lot of clients come in and say, oh, my dog's slowing down, but he's not yelping. He's not, you know, crying out. He's still going outside, play with his toy, so he can't be in pain. And, you know, we know that that's just not the case. So I hear slowing down a lot. And to me, that's a huge red flag. So if that comes up in conversation, really, you know, leads me to start asking more questions, you know. So is your dog still eating and drinking the same? Can they walk up to their bowl the same? You know, are they posturing to go to the bathroom the same? And if we start getting changes and what we knew previous of that dog, then I know that we're not just slowing down, that there's actually pain somewhere and we've got to find it.
And what's the way to diagnose that pain? Are you poking and prodding? Do you have to do x-rays? How do you discover that?
All of that. So I need to get my hands on these dogs and have a conversation with their owners, you know, see what's changed and what's different. I do need some x-rays to try to, you know, verify the joints that are affected, see how bad it is, and that way we can come up with a treatment plan. So we need all of those things. But by far and away, you know, the most important piece of that information is what's going on at home and the physical exam.
Right. One of the interests I see that you have has to do with integrative medicine, combining different types of things, as well as Eastern and Western philosophies. How does that play into your vet care?
Yeah, so that means that I'm taking a holistic approach to these patients, right? Because arthritis specifically is a problem that's located within a joint. It may be one, it may be multiple. But what we see is this is not just a joint disease. Arthritis is not a simple disease. It's emotionally and physically taxing. It's debilitating on these animals. We can't cure it, and it's progressive. So we really need to look at the animal as a whole and figure out the best combination of therapies to work with these patients. So that means things like pharmaceuticals. You know, years and years ago, anti-inflammatories kind of changed the name of the game in our world, which was great. And they do a pretty good job at relieving inflammation, but it's not the complete answer. And then we've got things like joint supplements, laser therapy, targeted electromagnetic pulse wave therapy, and then we have local therapy, and those are things like intra-articular joint injections, and that's really kind of the new player to the ball field when it comes to treating arthritis.
Let's talk about the one item that you're bringing to the table today. What is this one that we're talking about today?
It's called Synovetin OA, and it's a once-a-year injection, and I get these dogs into my office. We use a sedation, and I use, you know, just one needle to administer this this treatment to the joint, and it relieves inflammation and pain to that joint for up to a year. And it's been a game changer. It's by far the most sophisticated treatment that I have in my toolbox for these dogs, and the results have been amazing.
How skeptical or encouraged were you when this first started? What have you probably seen things over the years, different things that might claim something? How were you initially thought about when they were giving you the opportunity to use this?
So I first found out about this about 7 years ago, just in passing in a pain management lecture, because that's really where my focus is in my career. And I really had to dig quite a bit initially to find some information on it. And as soon as I did, you know, I was actually on vacation, and I was so excited about this technology and just the finesse of this, the potential for this, that I was on the phone on vacation trying to get some more information for my patients. And you know, that all started in March of last year, and by October, we were administering our first treatment in the clinic. So I was not at all skeptical. This treatment's been used in human medicine for a really long time in other countries, and it's amazing. And so far, all of my clients have been extremely happy with their response. There's no downtime. I don't have to keep these dogs in the office. They go home, and they can return to whatever level of activity they were comfortable with before they came in that morning, which is really great for owners because nobody likes to see, you know, their dog recovering from a treatment that's supposed to help them. So it's really quite fantastic.
Doctor, once you give the shot, how long is it until you see a change in that dog?
So realistically, it depends on the level of disease that's already there, right? So the longer that a disease process has been going on, the longer it's going to take this to start to clear it up. I think that a lot of the dogs that I see so far have been quite severe in their disease. You know, this is kind of looked, I was kind of sought out as kind of a last ditch effort because everything that the owners have done for their pets so far had just not worked. And I've had clients call back as early as a week in tears because they're so happy with the response. And I would say that a week is the exception, not quite the rule for severe disease, but it's happened that early. Mostly, I prepare owners for a response time about 6 to 8 weeks.
Talking this morning, Dr. Eileen Savier. She's with the Keystone Veterinary Clinic in Stowe. I see you had some of your training at Ohio State University, where a lot of good vets make their way through over the years. Is this something that's available to most vets, or is there a certain number of people, or how do they go about actually acquiring this or getting this treatment?
So there are a lot of hoops to jump through to be able to do this. It is available to any veterinarian that's interested. And I would say, you know, certainly if you're interested or you have a focus in canine pain management and arthritis, dig into it. Look at the literature that's out there. See if it's something that you want to do. But it is accessible to anybody that would want to do it. I'm super happy with it. I can't say enough about it. It's by far the best addition to my pain management toolbox that I have.
Sinovatin OA is the
name
that they have for that sort of thing like that. Is this, do you usually see these in sort of older dogs? I mean, the arthritis sometimes comes on in different forms for different pets, different breeds as well. What can you say about that?
It does. So there's actually a new study that recently came out of NC State, and they were primarily looking at dogs between 8 months of age and 4 years of age. And what they found is that 40% of those dogs had evidence of osteoarthritis on their x-rays. So this is not just an old dog thing. And, you know, I think that's a huge point to bring home to people is that we're not wanting to see these dogs when they've been suffering from arthritis for 6 to 8 years because by the time they're 8 years old, we know that about 80% of dogs have osteoarthritis. I want to see them when they're young. I want to see them when there's still time to slow down these changes, to treat these dogs, and make sure they have an excellent life with their families.
Sounds good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning getting information about this. If people do want to find out more, where's a good place to maybe start some research or at least kind of get a look into this?
So they can certainly go to a website called activedognow.com. They can also call our office at 330-686-2200. You know, pain management and arthritis is one of my favorite things to talk about, so I'm happy to talk to anybody that is interested in helping their pet and, you know, calling up. But, yeah, those are two great sources.
Sounds good. Doctor, we appreciate your time. Thanks for sharing the stories with us today.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks to you, too. Dr. Eileen Savier, again, this morning, joining us, veterinarian. She's over with the Keystone Veterinary Clinic. They're located in Stowe, Ohio. Okay, easy boy. We'll get you the treat.